Over the last 5 years, I've been recording with my record label Harmonia Mundi, a series of music for the church year with my choir of Clare College, Cambridge. We have had the opportunity to explore different feasts that fall within the liturgical year, and a couple of years ago, we made a recording entitled Haec Dies, which celebrated music for Easter. The works presented on that recording span 5 centuries and the breadth of the European continent to offer a sequence of music for Easter Day, which celebrates the resurrection of Christ from the dead and the culmination of the Passion story. I bookended that programme with 2 wonderful compositions of the Renaissance composer Orlando de Lassus. His opening piece is a hymn entitled Aurora Lucis Rutilat, which is set for Lourdes on Easter Sunday and was adopted by the Munich court in Christmas 1581, where Lassus had been appointed as Kapellmeister in 1563. The hymn wasn't actually published until 1604, edited by one of Lassus's sons. It's a wonderful example in the composer's output of what we call the Venetian polychoral technique, its most important characteristic being the harmonic completeness of each choir. It's set for 2 5-voice choirs, and each of the 2 choirs begin with a very tender opening, which depicts the dawn on Easter morning, with the single voices quickly entering to lead to a double choir celebration of the triumph of the resurrection, full of word painting and jubilation, and a brief triple time passage that proclaims the joy of Easter Day itself. Lassus later then transferred some of the music from that hymn into a Magnificat setting of the same name, his Magnificat Octavi Toni Super Aurora Lucis Rutilat, a Mode 8 Eastertide setting for the climax of the office at Vespers. And in this Magnificat setting, odd-numbered verses of the text are sung by the male voices in plainsong, alternating with moments of polyphony in the even-numbered verses. In verses 5 and 10, he assigns the singing to 2 solo quintets, whose often virtuosic solo lines give an indication of the type of singing that Lassus expected from his cappella. The Magnificat shares a similar festive sound world as the hymn, but the absence of the polychoral technique here suggests that it was probably written for the small ducal chapel, where the physical separation of the choirs was impossible. The hymn, however, as we've already discussed, gave rise to the opportunity of performing in a wide space, and when we recorded this work in the magnificent acoustic of All Hallows Church in Gospel Oak in North London, I used the opportunity to space the choirs out from left to right in 2 concentric semicircles, with the sound picture arranged from the high voices on my left to the low voices on the right, and placed the 2 solo quintets in the Magnificat at a little distance for spatial effect. The works are a magnificent part of Lassus's output and an extraordinary part of just some of the music recorded on this album for Easter Day. It's important to note that for us here at Clare College, singing the music for Easter Day was something of a great discovery. Our academic terms don't fall around Easter itself, that always falls in the vacations. And so this was a great voyage of discovery of repertoire. And I'm so pleased that we started and finished the programme with these magnificent works of Lassus.